it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this episode of New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Pennison.
I've thought about this next period and I've set myself four goals that I see as the challenges, the primary challenges that face our organisation. And I commit to the following. Firstly, to building on the success of BCA's work in relation to leadership development to ensure that at all levels of the organisation we support and nurture current and aspiring leaders. We must enhance members' skills, knowledge and confidence and commitment and provide the opportunity for them to contribute to our organisation. Secondly, I commit to ensuring we engage more effectively with diverse communities, including Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, those from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, young people, women, and people who are living in regional remote Australia. And we've got a massive job to reach out to those parts of our broader community. Thirdly, I commit to maintaining and increasing communication and consultation with members and stakeholders to inform the work that we've done. I think we've seen great success in the last period because our members have kept us informed of what their views, their needs are, and that's the way we must continue. And we must continue to ensure that BCA remains sustainable as a growing organisation, but an organisation that now needs to consolidate its growth and focus in those particular areas. And above all, I commit to doing all I can to ensure that one or more of our aspiring leaders are fully prepared to take over in this role when my term ends in 3 years' time. As always, though, as your president, I welcome the opportunity to talk to you individually or in groups, and I try and move around the country to meet with our members as much as I can and will continue to do so. But my phone number and email address are always available for you to make direct contact with me. If there are issues that you feel that you need to discuss that go beyond the day-to-day and the ongoing operation of the organisation, we should always put Emma at the front of our work in relation to managing the operations of this organisation. But if there are more strategic things that you want to discuss or matters of a more specific nature that you feel you need to talk to me about as president, please never hesitate to contact me.
John Simpson there, speaking at the Blind Citizens Australia 43rd Annual General Meeting last Saturday. John was recently elected president of Blind Citizens Australia, elected unopposed in fact, and he's one of our guests on today's program. The other is Blind Citizens Australia CEO Emma Bennison. Firstly, a really successful 43rd Annual General Meeting, John.
Yes, Vaughan, a great weekend overall here in Melbourne, but particularly the annual general meeting on Saturday, with participants in both Sydney and Melbourne able to fully take part in the meeting through a teleconference link. So we had a group of about 35 people in Melbourne, another 15 to 18 in Sydney, and they all felt that they were a full part of the meeting.
Well, congratulations, John, on being elected unopposed as president, but there was discussion about the appointment of other directors.
As company secretary, Emma Bennison formally announced the results of the election process. There were, in fact, four vacancies for directors this year, Vaughan, and we had, at the close of those nominations, three candidates. So those people were elected unopposed, and they were Dan Stubbs, re-elected, Stephen Belbin, re-elected, and Joanne Chua from South Australia, who nominated as a new candidate. We had two previous directors in Lynn Davis and Chelsea Bartlett, who chose not to re-stand. So as part of the formal election process, we had three new directors, and we've since dealt with a casual vacancy.
Let's talk about that casual vacancy. That runs up until the next AGM, does it not?
So that's right. As a first item of business, in fact, at our board meeting that followed the AGM, the board accepted a recommendation that Rocco Kutry from Sydney be appointed to fill the casual vacancy. And as you say, that's a one-year appointment.
Now, as well as the election of directors, was the election of the National Policy Council members in several of the states. What's the status of that?
Yes, well, we actually elect NPC members or state representatives to the National Policy Council in two groups. So they serve a two-year term and they come up for election in alternate years. And this year was the turn for New South Wales, the ACT, Victoria and Western Australia. And Lynn Davis, who I mentioned a moment ago, had stepped down from her role as a board director, was appointed unopposed for the New South Wales representative position. Andrew Webster from the ACT continues in his role representing that part of the country. Martin Stewart continues as the representative for Victoria. And at the time of the elections, there was no nominee for Western Australia, but we have since put out a call for expressions of interest for people to take up that position, and that process is still underway, so we don't yet have a result.
Let's talk about that board meeting. A busy couple of days for you at Blind Citizens Australia, for your board and some of the staff. What have you got to inform us about the proceedings there?
Yeah, it was a very busy few days, and in fact, the day before the annual general meeting, the staff came together for a face-to-face meeting because, in fact, we now have 12 staff working across four states. And so it's quite important, given that we're all working remotely, that we come together from time to time. So we did that. On the Sunday and Monday, we conducted a face-to-face board meeting. And we, of course, always at our meetings these days cover induction and making sure that our directors understand their responsibilities in terms of, you know, financial reports and understanding the finances and financial health of the organisation and understanding all of their legal and other obligations. So we covered that, and we also looked at communications and our communications channels and how best the board can contribute to those communications channels and support the membership to contribute effectively to our communications. We also looked at our strategic plan and our business planning processes over the coming 3-year period, and we ratified a number of policies, including our policy for people who are representing Blind Citizens Australia externally. That's a very important policy, so that those people know what our expectations are of them and also what they can expect by way of support from BCA. And we also reviewed the National Policy Council bylaws to update them, and that's something that we do every 2 years, and I'm pleased to say that we did it pretty much on time, which is good. And we also, the board also approved a statement around the mobility parking permit, which has been a very hot issue for our members over a number of years, and so we wanted to get that finalised, and that will be going up on our website shortly, so watch this space. So we also we have a risk management plan for our organisation, which we also updated, and we then moved into some discussion of our international work and how we're going to undertake that work in the future, the work with the World Blind Union and other international organisations. We had an excellent and very fruitful conversation in relation to how the work that we're currently doing and will do in the future around inclusion in our organisation of diverse groups and communities. And of course, no board meeting would be complete without some discussion about our upcoming national convention. And in saying that, I just wanted to remind people that the expression of interest call for expressions of interest for convention contributors is open at the moment, and I would strongly encourage anyone who has an interest in the topics that are that the convention planning reference group has come up with on the basis of member votes to definitely consider expressing interest, and you can find the a copy of that expression of interest on our website. So, yeah, very successful board meeting, Vaughan.
So the other thing, Vaughan, that is part of this first board meeting after any annual general meeting is for the board to make certain appointments from among its directors and other external representatives. And I'm pleased to advise that Helen Freres from Victoria has accepted appointment as our vice president for the coming year. Fiona Woods continues as chair of the National Policy Council. Dan Stubbs continues as our treasurer and chair of our FARM, our Finance Audit and Risk Management Committee. And Stephen Belbin continues in his valuable role looking after liaison with our branches across the country.
It sounds like a good lineup. Is there formally an executive team?
No, there's not. We work very hard to avoid that. With a board of nine, we're very concerned to make sure that all board members are included in the full decision-making process rather than having what we might think of as an inner cabinet and an outer group.
Monday, December the 3rd, marks International Day of People with a Disability. And as part of that, Blind Citizens Australia and others are launching another campaign for audio description on Australian television. For those of you who are not aware, the deplorable state of the matter is that there is no audio description on Australian television, and it's the only English-speaking OECD country where that is the case. Emma, perhaps tell us about that campaign.
Sure. So I want just to be clear that whilst BCA has certainly spearheaded and funded this campaign, it's actually a non-BCA branded campaign, and in fact it's housed on a separate website which is called tvforall.com.au, and that's TV for All using the number four. And the important point to make about this campaign is that this is not a campaign whose audience is chiefly people who are blind or vision impaired, because we all know about the deplorable lack of audio description. But what we need to do is raise public awareness of the issue and try to drive the public to actually write to their federal members of parliament to let them know what a terrible situation this is. So there will be videos on social media that we would ask our members to share far and wide. Anyone that you know, if you have contacts who have, you know, good social media following, please share it with those people and ask them to share far and wide, because we really want to get this out there. And the videos are basically to raise awareness. They show a clip of some movie footage which is not audio described, and then they show the audio described version, and then there's a call to action to ask people to go to the website and write to their MP. So really want people to share it, and really hoping that this will have the kind of effect that we need to have if we're going to get the situation to change.
And that's our program for this week. If you'd like to contact Blind Citizens Australia, you can call 1-800-033-660 or email bca@bca.org.au. If you'd like to visit the website and find out all about issues relating to blindness and vision impairment, and of course you can also find out more about that audio description campaign, firstly, you can look at the BCA website at bca.org.au or the TV for All website, tv4all.com.au, tv4all.com.au. I'll be back again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams, of our dreams.